This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How about yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean? Now, folks, you know the routine. If not, I'm going to give it to you right now. If you'd like to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find 13 to 15 articles over there, friends, to pick and choose from concerning those that are a part of the culture war to bring about the resolve that you claim that you desire, biblically and lawfully in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, and join us on live chat. Click onto YouTube and join us on live chat, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and do the same thing. We're on the front page. Click it on. As you click it on, friends, you can go to the right side of the page. As you go to the right side of the page, join us on live chat. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Now, folks, we're going to be talking about I will not comply with those who destroy. That is the example that our forefathers gave us through the Declaration of Independence. There's never been a better time to make it more applicable in our exhibition concerning those that have gone before us, Hebrews 13:7, than right now in America. My father-in-law just yesterday handed me a piece of paper, and I thought it would be well to share it with you concerning the issues in which we talk about 24/7 here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is truth right here. It's not about masks. In 4 months, the U.S. government transformed into an obedient socialist country because of compliance. Government dictated what events are acceptable to attend, which ones you couldn't attend. Violent protests that instill fear are okay, but church services, family funerals, and patriotic celebrations are to be considered dangerous, and so it would that the CIA-controlled media would have you believe. And Americans bought it without a fight. How is that? Standing in graduation lines is a safety hazard. Small businesses were forced to close, but crowds to support the corporate money machine at Walmart, Lowe's, and Home Depot, for some reason or another, I guess, are okay. Now, come on. It's just a mask, they say, and it's about safety precautions. How about a little hush money? Here's $2,400 that we stole out of your paycheck in the first place. Enjoy, but something with it from a big corporation. Cash is dirty. We can't give change, now they say. There's a coin shortage. Use your card. In 4 months, they have convinced the American people to use a traceable card for everything that they purchase. Just in 4 months. In less than 4 months, government closed public schools, then restructured education under the guise of public safety. In less than 4 months, our government, we the people, have tolerated corruption in our government, who have demonstrated how easily people assimilate to guidelines that have no scientific premise whatsoever, and yet you're fearful for some reason or another. In less than 4 months, Americans have allowed their corrupt system of government, which is foreign to America, to successfully instill fear in a majority of the population in America that allows them to control literally every aspect of their life, including what it is that you eat, where you go, who you see, and even your toilet paper. And the most dangerous and terrifying part, friends, is people are not afraid of the government who removed their freedom. They are afraid of their neighbors, families, and friends. I want you to consider what's being said here. The most dangerous and terrifying part of what's taking place in America today is people are not afraid of the government who's doing the oppressing, who in fact removed their freedoms with consent of those that have made themselves sheep, empowering and enabling the sheep. They're not afraid of the people. I'm sorry, they're not afraid of the government that's doing it to them. They're afraid of their neighbors, family, and friends by design. By design. And they hate those who won't comply, of course. We all understand that. Matter of fact, I just happen to be one of those guys. We're talking about I will not comply with those who destroy. I'm going to get to who is it as those that are responsible for destroying our God-given rights. We'll get to that in a moment. I go on. Do you know what's coming next? It's just a vaccine. Come on. It's for the greater good, say they, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. Since when did they become doctors? Since when did the American people vote them into a position to represent we the people? Wait, until you're told that you can't enter any store or business without proof of the COVID-19 vaccination. Wait, until you can't go to the public events or get on a plane without proof of receiving the vaccine. Can we all say proof of papers, please? Asketh the Third Reich from the 1930s under Adolf Hitler. We're here today, America. To everyone that doesn't believe that this is possible, do understand that government successfully dictated to people when they were allowed to be outside, where they were allowed to go, and how their children would be educated in just less than 4 months. Okay? And that a majority of the population followed blindly because they were told to do so. How un-American, might I add. How un-American indeed. You're kidding yourself if you think that this behavior won't be repeated without a vaccination or whatever the next step that they have pre-planned for we, the American people, have already determined. I don't follow politics, but yet everybody lives politics. Who cares about that stuff, say some people. I don't think about it. I mean, after all, 12 million Jews were 6 million Jews and 6 million dissidents and gypsies were exterminated in Germany because 97% of the population cowered to the populist control. Nobody wanted to think about it. It's easier just to ignore it. But that could happen right now, right? They say it couldn't happen right now. Well, they got you. Without a thought, without a fight, just like France, just like Russia, and just like China. Welcome, comrade. So comply if you want to, but I'm not a sheep, and I will not comply because we follow the Lord God in Jesus' name. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Great show on Saturday. As a matter of fact, I think we had probably five calls from all over the United States of America, Tennessee, Ohio, California, Minnesota. And there was another one in that mix. Where that may be, I don't know. But I love it when you make your show pro or con. If you'd like to do that, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to hit some issues here again, okay? I want to lay your feet on the foundation of who we are as a people in this country, okay? And this is what my premise is. This is what this conversation is going to be predicated upon today. When you go back to the Declaration of Independence, again, I make reference to the Declaration of Independence, but every once in a while it's good to go in and show you exactly the content, line upon line, precept upon precept, which is found in that documentation, Declaration of Independence, right? When you look at, well, by the way, it was written in Congress, actually it was proclaimed in Congress on July 4th. It was done, finished, sealed on July 2nd, but it was proclaimed July 4th, 1776. When you begin to listen to the wording found in the U.S. Constitution, I'm just going to read the first two paragraphs, and I want you to listen carefully. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected with them another, and to assume among the powers of the earth to separate an equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God, Scripture, friends, okay, and the God of nature, entitles them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Okay, so there's a separation going on here. I want to tell you this too. Jesus said that he came not into the world to bring peace, but a sword. Okay, and what does that do? that sword. It divides. When you read Ephesians 4:12, what does it talk about? The word of God that divides. Okay? Listen carefully. Luke 12:51 through 53. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, no. Nay. But rather division. Okay? From thenceforth there shall be five in one household, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother. Okay? The mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Folks, that's just what happens when the word of God makes entrance. It divides from what? The children of the flesh and the children of the spirit. When I go to 2 Corinthians, I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 6 right now. I want to show you again how it divides. And listen carefully as to what divides, okay? 6:14, 2 Corinthians. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? In what concord hath Christ with the sons and daughters of Satan, Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Okay? Just line upon line. Now I'm going over to James 4 real quick. James 4:4, and what does it say there? Well, when I go to James 4:4, it says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever that will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. And I want to ask the question to all those people that profess to be Christians, even now, I got a question. How is it that two walk together unless they be agreed? How is it that you're okay with the things of the world, you have one foot in the world, and then you have one foot in the kingdom of God? What did Jesus say about that in Revelations 3? I'm just going with the Holy Ghost right now, friends, just for the record. Well, when you go to Revelations 3, as I'm going to right now, friends, what does it tell us? He tells us, friends, and over and over and over again in other ways. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, I'm rich and increased with goods. In other words, you have no need of him. And then it says, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee, here's wisdom on your part, I counsel thee to buy of me gold in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed in the shame of thy nakedness. Do not appear, and anoint thine eyes. Why? That you might see with the eye salve that he gives. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be therefore zealous and repent. And then he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Let me take it this way. When you go to Psalm 119, King David said, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Okay? Friends, I'm telling you right now, the Lord is putting us on track as the sheep are being separated from the goats. And the best way to really understand this is, first of all, between you and the Lord, number one. And number two is just going back to your founding documents, which is the presupposition that God is on the Word of God. Okay? So, again, going back to the Declaration of Independence, it tells us that we hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal under law, under God, okay, Acts 17:26, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights that God has bestowed upon us, not the state, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. We are the government, okay? Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Now listen, we don't have to institute new government. We just have to deal with those that are corrupting our founding documents. When we read and take the time to understand what our founding fathers and our founding documents declare unto us, friends, we take hold of that law based on the Word of God, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and we hold those that serve we, the people, accountable to the laws that they themselves swore to uphold. It's that simple. Article 6, Section 3 says exactly what I just told you. Now listen carefully, okay? That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, that is the right of the people to alter, to, or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall be most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind, America, mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms of which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is your right. It is, listen carefully, your duty, Psalm 94:16, your duty to throw off such corruption and to provide new guards for the future security on the behalf of your children. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now, or is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of absolute tyranny over these states. And to prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. They wanted the whole world to see what our forefathers wanted the whole world to see what they were not willing to submit to. And then what do? What comes forth? Well, we listen to Ben Franklin. We listen to John Adams. We listen to Thomas Jefferson. And 55, friends, and 56 signers of the U.S. Constitution with the voice of 13 colonies and with the voice of less than 3% of the population when they said resistance to tyranny and tyrants is obedience to God, which is clear in Scripture from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. All the way to the book of Revelations. Now, folks, what I want to talk about today is I'm not going to comply. Okay? I'm not going to comply with those that are destroying this country. I just watched a video, or actually I just listened to a video from Minneapolis all the way home today of a Yugoslavian woman warning Americans about what's going on in the U.S. right now. She wanted to educate the American people as to what took place in her country and who it was that was overthrowing her country. Well, folks, I got to tell you, it's very disheartening at times, and it happens all the time. When people send me videos of things that we have been highlighting for years on this radio show. Why? Because I wish people would listen earlier than later. I wish people would listen to their own rather than a foreigner. But if the Lord has to send a foreigner in to get the American people to open up their ears, so be it. And apparently that's what's happening today. She pointed her fingers at Trump politicians. She pointed her finger at the media as to the very ones that are responsible for creating the havoc and the continual warfare that you're in today in this country. So, what we're going to talk about is completely applicable, especially when we're talking about the Declaration of Independence. But friends, what does that look like? I'm about ready to show you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bipartisan talks are continuing on Capitol Hill as Republicans are planning to introduce a $1 trillion coronavirus relief package later on Monday. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, tells CNBC that package includes...
You've got to help the people that are unemployed. You've got to make sure we help our small businesses get open. You've got to give liability protection for our first responders, our schools, and our small businesses. And then you've got to be smart about the rest of it.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Florida touting the FDA's progression in the development of a coronavirus vaccine.
The FDA cleared the way today for what will be the first Phase 3 clinical trial in the United States.
During a roundtable in Miami, the vice president also says 89 sites with 30,000 participants across the nation can now begin testing the vaccine. This is USA Radio News. The White House believes the economy is turning the corner. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief.
Kudlow speaking there on CNN. The House is now out until Wednesday to allow for late Congressman John Lewis to lie in state. Republican Congressman from Texas Dan Crenshaw on the passing of Lewis.
The man is a hero. He's an icon for our country, not just for the civil rights movement, but for the American spirit. And I look forward to honoring him this week as he lays in state.
Congressman Crenshaw speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
I'm sure you all heard that. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. I'm sure you heard that, friends. Right on cue. They got a vaccination in the FDA. And we all need to trust them. Just gave a pre-approval to go ahead and start testing the vaccinations. Isn't it amazing how they just roughshod the American people and hundreds of thousands of good doctors on this planet? And just ignored their narrative debunking the whole coronavirus hoax, COVID-19 hoax. Isn't that amazing how they just did that, friends? This is a sign of how encouraged they are because of the compliance of the American people. That's what this is. Oh, for those that are just going along to get along, you know nothing of your history. You just drink the Kool-Aid in. Interesting, I was at the post office this morning. I seen one guy that used to question every single thing that we did. Walk in with a mask on. I said, yep, there it is. There it is, one that drinks it all in. And it's interesting, he calls the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, he calls it the Minneapolis Star, the Communist Star. Who's he getting all his information from, friends? The Communist Star. But he doesn't believe it. No, I know, I see it all the time, Romans 1:18. They're hypocrites. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. It's craziness. Hey, folks, I wanted to kind of share with you just a little bit. We were talking about the Declaration of Independence, which our conversation is predicated upon, and the example that our forefathers given unto us and have given unto us that we're to emulate, Hebrews 13:7. You know, it's interesting. I had a friend that called in from Ohio. He calls in every once in a while. He's great. He's lit. The Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. He is just that. And he calls in and he just says, did you see the guy in our state that was just busted for over a $60 million corruption scheme. Of course. Folks, who's pushing the narrative? Who's forcing compliance? Are these law abiders? Are they transgressors of the law? They're transgressors of the law. See what happens. Here's the mercy of God. The Lord comes in and says, listen, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2, right? So he brings to the surface corruption. Then he looks to his church to depend upon him for the power to bring about what? Justice upon the heads of the wicked. That's the job of the church and good government. To restrain from law, to maintain order, right? And to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous according to Deuteronomy 25. Is that what these people are doing? Those that are forcing compliance? Those that are telling you, you better do this or that, or else? Do these sound like law abiders that are telling you, now we got vaccinations on the way? Nope, they create the crisis, then they come in behind it and they play the problem solver. It's exactly what's happening today, America. Powerful Ohio Republican, whatever that means, I don't know. Powerful Ohio Republican is arrested in $60 million corruption scheme. The House Speaker was connected with a conspiracy. Oh, when the media says it, then it's a conspiracy because they're throwing their guys under the bus that they don't need anymore, and that's exactly what it is. It's a conspiracy now, but when the preacher says it, it's a theory. No, judge them by their fruit, okay? Jeremiah 11:9. The House Speaker was connected with a conspiracy to enact a $1.3 billion bailout of an energy company. Okay? See, they get a little kickback, friends, when they work for special interest groups, and they've been busted over and over and over again. You guys all know the Mr. Anti-Drugger, Mitch McConnell, right? Out of Kentucky. Folks, what a pathetic, pathetic, pathetic man. I seen him at the RNC. Pathetic man. Pathetic man. You should see his ties between him and those in China through his wife and the Bush administration. Mitch McConnell, who's walking around endorsing and advocating for the mask and, of course, vaccinations, he was busted. Mr. Anti-Drugger himself was busted back in 2014, shipping 90 pounds of cocaine aboard his family-owned ship. Just wanted to share that with you so you could understand who's behind all of this as to what's going on in your country today. And you're submitting to them, okay? Many of you are. These are political champions, by the way. Say as I say, but don't do as I do. Okay? You all remember ex-California State Senator Leland Yee on gun control. He's a gun control champion. He got an A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization. He's now headed to prison. He's in prison now for weapons trafficking. I just want to make sure you understand what's going on here. I want you to pay attention to all these anti-gunners like Mr. Bloomberg from New York. Pay attention to their security detail, but they want to disarm you of your God-given rights. Are you tracking with me, folks? I did some homework on a lot of these anti-gunner mayors, pedophilia, tax evasion, resisting law enforcement. Of course, they've been given a free hand to act in such a fashion as, again, the sons and the daughters of Belial. They act just like their father. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. And for some reason or another, because the American people don't know the difference, they're submitting to those that are actually destroying. I'm not. I'm not going to. I'm going to trust God. Hey, folks, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? When you're walking around submitting to every unconstitutional edict, you're showing your compliance with lawlessness, unlaw, overreaching, unconstitutionalities. Friends, the list goes on. You're agreeing with what they're doing when you're submitting to them. This is the problem that we're having in this country today. Why is it? Well, you can talk until you're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost comes about and convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and brings godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10, it seems to all go for naught. Well, let me go to the top. Let me go to the People's White House. Okay, let me just give you a couple examples as to pay attention to what they do, not what they say. And I'm here to tell you that we're not going to submit to this by the grace of God. Okay? Did you see just recently? Oh, my goodness. I got a whole list I can cover here. A whole list of issues coming from the top concerning the People's White House. I told you last week Donald Trump comes out with his tweet. Matter of fact, I should probably pull it up so you can hear verbatim as to what he said, so you can understand the narcissist that we're dealing with here. Again, he's saying it. He's tweeting it. We got the tweeting president. He's the most impotent president we've ever had outside of the effeminate sodomite Barack Hussein Obama. But he's got a picture of a mask on. This is Donald Trump's tweet, and it says, "We are united in our effort to defeat the invisible Chinese virus." The China virus, really? Is the virus under attack, America, or are you? And many people say that it's patriotic to wear a face mask when you can't socially distance, which is absolutely a fraud within itself. He said, "There's nobody more patriotic than me, your favorite president." Your favorite president. He puts words into your mouth with a mask on. He did an interview just this last week on Fox News. And he had basically said that, when asked if he would take the vaccination, he absolutely said he would take the vaccination. Without question. Folks, again, let me go back. Look at how they jumped over the narrative, which impedes their debunked, perpetuated fraud that they continuously perpetuate every single commercial. Every commercial. They're driving their narrative. To what? The vaccination. Who wants to give you that vaccination? Who's invested into that vaccination? Bill Gates. Who wants to depopulate the globe? Bill Gates. Well, some will say he never said that. Oh, I played the audio several times. It's not hard to find. He's the one that's acting like he's got a great care for you. And then Melinda, his wife, gets in behind him. We played the audio on Saturday, I believe Friday as well. And she said it's aimed at the blacks and the Native Americans. Well, guess what? Bill Gates' daddy works for Planned Parenthood, who worked under Margaret Sanger, who was actually appreciated by none other than Adolf Hitler. There he comes in again. Adolf Hitler's not the devil, friends. The people are that allow the likes of an Adolf Hitler in any given country because they're accomplices to his crime. Okay. Instead of standing up against it, they just comply with it. But it's interesting, folks. Then it goes back to Billy Bob Gates and Melinda Gates, and then it goes back to his daddy to understand where he actually formed his ideas to depopulate the planet. Well, I say this. Billy Bob, Melinda, Donald Trump, Anthony Fauci, who takes his mask off last week, by the way, sitting right next to his friends. It's interesting, as they say, do as I say, but don't do as I do, Matthew 23, verse 3, right? Jesus was cursing those people. He was woeing them, which is equivalent to a curse, the whole chapter. Right? You first. You first. You take it first. Okay? I'm still not going to take it, Leviticus 19, 19, but you go first. This is absolutely amazing what's going on here, friends. The lawsuits are starting to come in. I want to show you, going back to the top, how we have been told one thing over and over and over again for the last 4 years. And on the other side of what he says, what I've said a million times, and I say again, and here's another example of it, the opposite is true. Well, if you still care to know the truth, besides giving me a thumbs down or calling me in castigating me, why don't you listen to the facts? If you really want to hear the truth, listen to the facts. Okay? And by the way, if you think that Biden and Donald Trump are the lesser of two evils, you got to pick one or the other. No, you're forgetting about the 1,100. And by the way, adding to, updating today, 1,152 candidates, friends, as of July. It's gone up quite a bit. Did you hear about those guys? Absolutely not. I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight Mr. Donald Trump and his administration concerning making America great again. Is this how you do it? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. For those that still to care, well, have a care to know the truth, I want to ask you, is this how you make America great again, friends? And are you willing to submit to this? Because I'm not. One of the things that I've continuously highlighted over the last 4 years concerning this administration, the one before that, the one before that, and the one before that, friends, okay? I'm for the law. I'm a Christocrat. I'm for the law, not unconstitutional parties, period. Matter of fact, in George Washington's farewell address, he warned of unconstitutional parties and how they're being used to divide against each other. John Adams called it the greatest evil under the Constitution. Mark 3:25, divide and conquer once again, right? But Americans didn't want to listen. Now here we are. But I want to go back to this because what I do, friends, is I continuously highlight. I'll stand with those that do the lawful thing. I'll stand against those that do the unlawful thing. That is being principled, okay? We stand with the country. We don't stand with our favorite political operative for that particular time. And that's exactly what we're up against today. And if it wasn't the truth, then why is it that he's doing the opposite, Donald Trump, doing the opposite of making America great again? Do you make America great again by, let's say, I don't know, driving the deficit up to $8.3 trillion? What, Bradley? During the 2016 presidential campaign, Republican candidates, as they call them, Donald Trump promised that he would eliminate the nation's debt in just 8 years. You remember this? Instead, his budgets would add $8.3 trillion during that time. It would increase the U.S. debt to $28.5 trillion at the end of 8 years, according to Trump's budget estimates. That's the direction we're going, friends, right now, okay? We got 4 years to go, and you better know, without a shadow of a doubt, they mean to put him in there again, okay? That's why they're using Joe Biden. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, said Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, and it's exactly what your media is doing right now. They're using Joe Biden to drive support to Donald Trump. I mean, that's why the guy's talking about taking away your guns and adding more curriculum concerning the Muslims in the United States. He's telling you Joe Biden has everything that you don't want to hear. He's telling you exactly what he's told to tell you to drive support to Donald Trump. That's why you had a Kamala Harris. That's why you had a Pete Buttigieg. That's why you had a Elizabeth Warren. That's why you had all these other anti-Americans set up against him to drive support to Donald Trump. And I know that many of you that have voted for Donald Trump expected just the exact opposite as to what you're getting if you're paying attention. Let me get to the deficit first, and I'll bring you back to a conversation I had with an attorney just last week. During the 2016 presidential campaign, remember, Donald Trump promised he would eliminate the nation's debt in 8 years. The figure will probably be higher once the impact of COVID-19 pandemic is realized. The Congressional Budget Office predicted that the pandemic would raise FY 2021 deficit to $2.1 trillion. The FY 2020 deficit will be $3.7 trillion. So therefore, President Trump's promise to eliminate the national debt in 8 years. Instead, he plans to add $8.3 trillion. Now, friends, again, Matthew 7:16 says we're to judge men by their fruit. What communists do, friends, Isaiah 5:20, they put darkness for light and light for darkness. Okay, they put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They put the lie in the place of the truth and the truth in the place of the lie. Okay, they're used as minions who sold their souls to destroy not only themselves, but the rest of us if we comply with what they're doing today. Okay, folks need to understand that Trump treats the national debt like personal debt, and he believes that economic growth through tax cuts will pay for itself, though the evidence paints this as unlikely every step of the way. Now, we have been, Donald Trump's first legislative act, along with treasonous Article 3, Section 3, Paul Ryan, that traitor, that Judas, he added $1.3 trillion to the national deficit. That was his first legislative act. Most people didn't even know about it. Breitbart reported that. Good for those guys in a big way. Okay? We have been told, friends, that he is a biblical Christian. We see just the exact opposite. He's misleading his followers, John 7:17, but that's their bad, not his, for the record, okay? Just showing you the fruit on the branches of this corrupt administration, just like the last one and the one before it, okay? When we go to judging them by their fruit, you can't deny the fruit. You can't look at an apple tree and say, well, that's an orange tree because he told me what I wanted to hear by saying it's an orange tree, when in fact it's an apple tree because that's the kind of fruit that it's bearing. Common sense comes into play. National security, right? We talked about the wall. We played the audio on the wall. He did just the exact opposite. Folks, the wall that's in place now, you need to understand that it's old wall being rebuilt, for the record. That money, where is it at? I don't know. You're going to have to answer that question. The right to bear arms, the promise that he's a Second Amendment president, keep in mind, Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt will no longer support them. Eric Pratt will no longer support them because he's doing the opposite of what he said he would do. Are you going to submit to that? Are you going to comply with that? Matter of fact, his first 500 days, 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws. For the record, keep in mind, the voice of the people is not what the media wants you to pay attention to. They want you to pay attention to their narrative and not the facts. Keep in mind, gun sales are skyrocketing. They have surpassed Barack Hussein Obama. There is the voice of the American people who are awake to what's going on here. He promised prosecution. 4 years later, no prosecution. As a matter of fact, what we've seen is just the exact opposite. We've seen him grant clemency to political prisoners. We also seen those attacking Donald Trump are not being prosecuted. They are, in fact, being rewarded. Okay? I'm talking to the people that still care to know the truth of the matter, okay? Instead of just rallying behind blindly, the President of the United States of America, who's doing the opposite of what he said. This isn't a making America great again, friends. This is the destruction of our country because of the people that tolerate the crimes of this administration. They play the good guys, and keep in mind, you do homework, friends, behind Republicans and Democrats. Democrats are going to act like they are as criminals because that's exactly what they are, friends. But if you look and take a look at the Republicans, you're going to see that they have transformed themselves, Satan has, into the angels of light. They are the ones that walk closer to the light, friends, in deception and deceiving the people that are willing to take them for face value, which so many are in this country today. Now, I'm pulling this up because I just noticed this again, just following the Holy Ghost here, friends, exposing the lie, telling the truth, and shaming the devil. I just seen this last week, and it popped up, and I did a whole article on this some time ago, but it was an expose on all the people that Donald Trump promised to prosecute who are on book tours right now being granted millions of dollars. So in other words, they're not being prosecuted, friends. They're being rewarded. Did you hear what I said? They're not being prosecuted, friends. They are being rewarded. That's what we're seeing today in America. Okay? Now, if you'd like to prove just the exact opposite, folks, my lines are always open to hear what you have to say. But the fact of the matter is, the truth is on my side. And it's not what we want to hear right now, but it's what I want to hear because I love the truth, because the truth makes us free. John 8:32. Now, I have a list in front of me, friends, and I'm still scrolling up right now, just waiting for it to pull up. But it's a whole list of all of these people that are being rewarded instead of prosecuted, being prosecuted. James Comey just happens to be one of them. Hillary Clinton just happens to be one of them. The Obamas just happen to be a couple. They're being rewarded. They get their $11 to $18 million mansion out in that of Massachusetts. James Comey, I got right in front of me, $10 million. He was paid. Hillary Clinton got a $5 million or a book deal. Barack Obama got a $60 million deal. It was a record-setting deal. Pret Bolera, a $1 million book deal. We have none other than DNC chair Donna Brazile, a book deal after helping the Clintons. We see AG Eric Holder, a book deal. We see Valerie Jarrett, a book deal. Bill Clinton with a book deal. Are you getting what's happening here, friends? The opposite is true as to what we're being told. Now, I don't know about you, but friends, I can't submit to that because they're not doing what they promised to do. We found out that Donald Trump has, in fact, funded the Muslims three times over that of Barack Hussein Obama under Tom Fitton's group. Judicial Watch in Washington, D.C. People got mad about that. I don't know what you're getting mad at me for. You should be getting mad at the guy that's funding them with your money. We see that Donald Trump, he's talking about how he's pro-life when, in fact, we find out that one of his first major acts through CNN was to fund Planned Parenthood, not defund them. Folks, how they put him up and what he produces are two different stories. Who's advocated the homosexual agenda as much as George Bush and Barack Hussein Obama? Nobody. Donald Trump has. Folks, I got a question for you. Is this what you're going to comply with? This kind of individual, this kind of lawlessness that's taking place in our country? Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. I'm looking forward to it. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.